Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
I am super thrilled and honored to be here and among so many great players that have paved the way and set a standard in our game. Such a unique brotherhood, and got a chance to sit down with a bunch of people and just talk about ball and their time and experience and their journey. And, wow, I'm still taking it all in.
That was awesome last night. That was last night during the Hall of Fame game in Canton, the Raiders and the Jags. And we had Bryant Young on earlier this week, a class act. And he finally gets into the Hall of Fame because a bunch of offensive linemen went, hey, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Let's do this. And he's going to be going in. Of course, Cliff Branch, we just talked to George Adkinson about Richard Seymour, the former Patriot and Raider, is going in with Bay Area ties and many more. And the NFL Network will have the ceremony, the enshrinement ceremony at 9 a.m. So get up early on Saturday and check it out. And, of course, Mooch. He made Bryant Young everything he is. Coaches the Niners.
Why didn't they just ask Mooch? He would have said, I coached the Hall of Famer on defense.
Steve Mariucci. Hi, Mooch. How are you?
Well, hi, guys. You're over at the practice, huh?
We are.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in Canton, Ohio, and getting ready to put on my clip-on tie and go over to the jacket ceremony tonight and watch BY and his class receive their jackets. It's really my favorite event. I mean, I like the speeches and everything tomorrow, but tonight is when they really, you know, get their jacket and they become a member of the club. And you guys have been there before. They got the music playing. They got all the old timers back to welcome them in, and it's spectacular. And we're so darn proud of BY. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, they used to be the Ray Nitschke Luncheon. I think they do it at night now, and it's on prime time. But it's the, to me, it's the highlight because all the existing Hall of Famers are there, and they come down the line, and they put the jacket on. But a word about BY, you know, the strength, the stories around here of just his amazing strength and, you know, pulling a face mask right off an offensive lineman, the gorilla right off of him, and just one of the strongest players to ever play. And he was a strong, silent guy, but coming back from that horrific injury on Monday Night Football, when you think of BY, Mooch, what do you think of first?
I was out there with him when he got the maybe the worst injury that you can get, I guess, one of the worst as an athlete, a tib-fib compound fracture, and it was awful. And so I ran out there, and I was holding his hand, and he talked about strength. My God. To endure the pain that he was going through until the ambulance got there and got him over to the hospital, that whole thing. And both teams were on the field. You don't see that very often, right? And you also don't see a guy come back from an injury like that. You know, Joe Theismann had a similar injury. Do you remember that when LP hit him and that really ended his career?
Monday Night Football as well. They were both on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And BY played most of his career after that injury. He came back the very next year, 99, and became the comeback player of the year. And so it was, and that's where he showed strength. I'll tell you where else he showed strength, and it's not necessarily on his resume. It's part of the story. But, you know, BY is a family man. He's the best husband and son and father you could ever ask for. And he lost a child. He lost Colby, a teenage child, from cancer. And talk about show strength. We're not talking about just pulling off face masks or bench pressing. We're talking about emotional strength to remain a great husband and father when they really needed him. And so we saw him go through that as well. So BY the player is great. BY the man is even better.
Absolutely. Steve Mariucci is joining us. NFL Network will have the enshrinement ceremony at 9 a.m. on Saturday as Mooch is in Canton. Bryant Young is going in. And Mooch, doesn't it say everything that his contemporaries looked at his situation and said, this guy needs to be in the Hall of Fame? And so these offensive linemen made videos, and guys like Willie Rofe and Adam Timmerman and Robbie Toback and others, you know, stepped up and said, hey, this is an injustice that this guy is not in the Hall of Fame. To have guys that you played against do that for you, it's unheard of.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, where you have to, you know, have opponents vouch for your greatness. That is, and then they're willing to do that. They're committed to do that, and so that speaks for itself, I guess. And you know, but I've said before, guys, you know, when I was coaching the Niners, you know, we had Chris Dolman, right, on the same team as BY. I had BY there for 6 years, as long as I was there. And, you know, we all know about Jerry Rice's excellence and Steve Young and Teo on offense. Chris Dolman, we had Charles Haley there for a little bit too. But BY was our defensive captain, and everybody knew it. And he was to our defense what Jerry Rice was to our offense. I mean, he might not have had touchdown catches or yards or statistics, you know, like receivers or quarterbacks will get. But his value to a team was so incredible in the locker room, in the community, on the field. Get those – when E.F. Hutton – does E.F. Hutton still exist? When E.F. Hutton
– yes. Speaks, and when he talks, we listen.
B.Y. was E.F. Hutton.
Yeah.
He didn't say a lot. He led by example. He was the perfect example of how do you lead by example? Well, just do what B.Y. does on and off the field, and you'll be doing well. So anyway, he needs to be in. He's getting in. So proud of him.
And then he went into coaching. He did a great job with Atlanta, and we had him on the air the other day.
He's
just such a regal man. I know he'll nail the speech. So we're at Levi's today. 49ers getting off the practice field in a minute here, and some of the guys are going to come in. And just driving in, there's a big, you know, big video board, congratulations, Bryant Young, and you see the number 97. Well, they got a guy on the roster right now, Nick Bosa, who wears that same number, and just looking ahead and dreaming. And, you know, Nick, it's his fourth year this year, but essentially his third because he tore the ACL so early in his second year. And I know you were here for practice for the NFL Network. Mike Yam was there, and Nick sat next to you in that chair. He could barely fit his quads in that chair.
That was hilarious.
Mooch, when you see Nick Bosa, I mean, BY played inside. Nick's more of an edge guy. But my goodness, as long as he's able to give us a, you know, 10, 15-year career, are we looking at a Hall of Famer in this 97?
You know, let's just let him play great this year, huh? No, you guys are Hall of Fame. You know, if he plays, I mean, he had a great year last year with 15 and a half sacks and all kinds of pressures and quarterback hits. If he does that for an extended period of time, of course, that would lead to the NFL. But that's easier said than done. You got to be able to be a little lucky, stay healthy, you know, and overcome some obstacles like BY had to do. Right. And, he was a treat to be on, you know, are you getting him on? Is he coming over to see you guys or what?
We're going to try. I know for sure we're going to get Fred Warner, and we're lobbying to get Brandon Ayuk at the same time, Mooch, because we want to reenact what you saw the other day.
Well, the referee. I'm like, they Ayuk on the other
Art
day.
McNally. Send me Art McNally.
What's going on over there? It's training camp, right? Guys get a little testy, and so that happens. I remember when it happened in 49ers. It happened when I was over at the Lions, and I told these guys, I said, next guys that fight are going to get kicked out of practice. Well, sure enough, the next day, I got guys fighting, and I kicked them out of practice. And, you know what? They planned it. They didn't want to practice.
They were all squared off two at a time.
Yeah, everybody's fighting.
But they did fight in the locker room, too. I should not have sent them to the same locker room.
that's hilarious.
Guys, that's what they do.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Oh, that's hilarious. Steve Mariucci's joining us. He's in Canton again, the ceremony, 9 a.m. Pacific on NFL Network. Bryant Young is going in. Real quick, just because we're talking about camp, what did you see? And a lot of the talk around here is, hey, this is one of the best defenses in the NFL, and it's making it look like Trey Lance is struggling. So everybody wants to talk about Trey and the defense. What did you see from those two things when you were here?
Who says Trey Lance is struggling? I want to know where you get your information from. Is that the rumor?
No, I don't know.
Is that the talk?
The talk is the defense is so good.
Because they have
struggling stats
on practice moves.
Yeah,
like it's
you know
a
how
game.
That goes.
It's ridiculous.
I know. You chart how many completions did you have in Pat and go? I mean,
dear God.
Everything's charted, right?
But I
told Kyle, we interviewed him too. I told him I liked the timing of his decision, you know, to announce that Trey's our guy and it's not Jimmy G and it's not going to be open competition when Jimmy comes back. Jimmy was there. I talked to him. You know, he's throwing pretty well right now, but he doesn't have the stamina in his arm just yet, but he'll get it soon. He's got a good attitude towards this whole thing. But, you know, Trey's got the keys to the car now. It's all on him, you know, so it's a little different than last year. There's a little bit more pressure, more eyeballs on him, and more scrutiny, you know, what goes with the position, right? But when that offensive line is trying to block that defensive front and they can bring it now, they can kind of get in your way in practice and kind of screw some drills up. You know, the thing about the team, I like the team a lot. It's going to be a contending team. There's no doubt. They've got to find a way to replace some guys that they lost in the offensive line. And we talked to Trent Williams about that, you know. Lakin Tomlinson's gone to the Jets and Alex Mack, retired. So you're talking about it. Compton's not there for depth anymore. But, you know, you're talking about some new guys up there to protect a young quarterback. And so this team will win with defense and run game at first. Trey will develop, and he'll be better in November and December than he plays in September. And so I think the 49er faithful just have to be a little patient. They got a young, talented quarterback that will grow in time and be very good. So just hang on. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Yeah, I loved your question to Kyle Shanahan the other day, where you said, you know, Kyle coached RG3 when his dad was the head coach in Washington and Kyle was the OC, and they took that college stuff, the Baylor stuff, and his running ability with a good arm. And then with Matt Ryan, you know, all the way, should have won the Super Bowl that year, had the big lead on New England, more of a pocket guy. And you said, which one is Trey? And I loved his answer, Mooch. He said both. He sees the running ability of an RG3, but the pocket and the throwing ability of a Matt Ryan.
That's what we're all hoping. When I say we all, I said all 32 teams. That's the new wave quarterback. That's the guy, the dual threat kind of guy that can, you know, like Steve Young was with it when I was there, that can throw from the pocket, that can throw on the move, can scramble. You can do some zone read. You can run option. You can run college stuff. You can put them in shotgun and run all that baloney that we're running now. And that is the new wave quarterback, okay? However, there's a however here. That kind of a quarterback, in my mind, is not going to play for 20,000 years like Tom Brady, who just turned 45, okay? Tom Brady is older than 13 head coaches in this league. So Tom was able to stay healthy and make a living from where? The pocket. And he doesn't get hit. He got sacked 23 times. Joe Burrow got hit. Sacked 70 times. So getting the ball out quickly from the pocket, a pocket passers, well, there are not that many left anymore. The new kids are the Trey Lances of the world that run around and hopefully stay healthy. They got to stay healthy because they're going to take more hits than Tom Brady. And so it's going to be a fun offenses to kind of watch nowadays. But I don't see them playing until they're 40. I really don't.
Mooch, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy the ceremonies. I know you will. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, if you get Fred Warner over there, tell him to knock it off with all those fights, huh? He's a great
yeah, he and I, you, we're going to put him in the same chair.
He'd always come over and help us with the Down syndrome camps over at Valley Christian, too. You know, Kittle would be over there. All those guys would be over there. Joe Staley. But Fred Warner would be over there, too. Good guy. Ask him why he's fighting so much. What's going on
we'll
over
ask
there?
Him. Coach is not happy. And by the way, when you dropped the however, I thought you were going a different Warner and going Kurt Warner on me there. How many times, how many seconds into his speech does Coach Vermeil cry, do you think?
Oh, he cries on the way up there. You know, when they take that little rag off the bus head, he's going to be wiping his eyes with that rag because he's going to be crying already.
He's a good guy. Yeah, tell him we say hi.
For him, too. You bet.
Take care, Mooch.
Thanks, guys. Have
Thank
fun.
You, brother.
That's the best. He's the best. Steve Mariucci.
8 seconds in the 8 minutes. He's crying.
He's going to take the thing off the bus and wipe his eyes. Probably will. I need a Kleenex. Here, there's one right there. We just took it off the bus. You can have that thing. Keep it to yourself. Put it in your pocket. All right. Great stuff. Steve Mariucci, of course, talking about Bryant Young, and he was just here a few days ago watching Niners camp.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.